Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 139. We'll read verses 1 through 13 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 13. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 13. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in thy tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hide not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. And let's finish on verse 13 together. Ready? For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us. Lord, we truly are thankful for our church. Lord, each and every service is unique. Each and every crowd that comes is unique to itself. We have visitors here today. We have people that are needy today, not just physically, but spiritually. Lord, we're all sinners. That means we're all in need of the truth that you've given the man of God today. Holy Spirit, please fill him with your power, fill us with your power as we listen, and change our hearts, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Brother Wren is in God that does not want to hear you sing. Those of you who don't know, Brother Renison is our opera voice around here. You'll hear him nearer Christmas because we have had people ask for encore in the 12 days of Christmas for the rednecks, and so you'll hear him sing later. What a powerful truth in that song. What a powerful, powerful truth. This morning, my sermon's title is this, Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek. I'll read another verse to you, one that you have already read, and then I will refer to all 13 verses that you read aloud with Brother Bush a moment ago. The Bible says in Psalm 139, verse number 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. You know, folks, you can't get away from God. The psalmist said, God has searched me, and he knows all about me. He knows where I am. There is no escaping the vision. God has a radar, and that radar is so powerful you cannot escape his knowledge and him knowing where you're at, what you think, what you're doing, what you've done, what's going on in your life. As we read through Psalm 139 this morning, we see that the Bible says in verse number 1 that God searches us, or he watches us. You might say he searches us out, but God is always keeping an eye on us. Brother Williamson, I'm going to turn this microphone on. The Bible says in verse number 2, God knows where you sit. I was thinking earlier. I looked out here, and usually Matt and Dorothy Russell sit right over here, and they're over here. God knows where you sit, Matt. And he knows where you sit. If you think you're not going to be under conviction over there, you get conviction over there just like you get it over here. But God knows where we sit, the Bible says. In verse number 3, God says, I know where you lay down. God, I had the privilege of killing one of God's creatures on Thursday morning. I was trying to drag that dumb deer uphill. My deer never fall uphill. They always fall downhill. And I tried to pull that dumb deer uphill. About every 10 steps, I fell down. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'd take about 10 steps and I'd lay down by that dead deer and pant for a little while. But God knew every time that I laid down. God knew it. The Bible says God searches for me. He knows me. He watches me. He knows where I sit. He knows where I lay. In verse number 4, God knows every word that I say and even the ones that I don't say. You know, the ones that are tucked in there, but they just don't make it through the bars of the teeth to go out and hurt somebody. He knows what I say and what I would like to say. He knows that. He knows me. He searches me out. The Bible says in verse number 5, He is behind me, but yet He is before me. That's an amazing God. That is an amazing God. The Bible says in verse number 6 that God is too smart for us, and we cannot hide from Him. His knowledge is everywhere. He knows everything. In verse number 7, it says that we cannot hide from His Spirit. You cannot hide from the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God can find you wherever you are. In verse number 8, it tells us that if we tried to hide from Him in heaven, we couldn't get it done. If we tried to hide from Him in hell, we couldn't get it done. The Bible says if you were to try to hide at the sea, or if you tried to go over the sea and hide from God, God can still find you. My wife and I took a missionary trip and went to Panama, and while we were there, I was preaching, and a business lady came from the city of David there in the country of Panama, and I preached one night, and that business lady made a big decision for God and got right with God. And after the service, my wife and I were talking with her and found out she was not from Panama. She was from Chicago, Illinois, and she said, "I came here to get away from things." She said, "But I, as an American citizen, I came to hear you, an American preacher. And tonight I realized I couldn't run from God, even though I went across a body of water trying to get away from God." You can't escape God by hiding over the sea. You can't hide. In verse number 11 it says you can't hide from God in the dark. In verse number 12 it says you can't hide from God in the light. In verse number 13 it says that He could see you before you were ever born. You can go to the doctor today and they have a way of telling you if that's a boy or a girl that's inside a mother. But let me tell you something. Long before the doctors figured out a way to figure out if you were a boy or a girl inside mama's belly, God already knew. Why? Because you can't hide from God. He searches us. He searches for us. He knows where you sit. He knows where you lie down. He knows every word in your mouth and out of your mouth. He's behind you. He's before you. He's too smart for you to hide from Him. You can't hide from His Spirit. You couldn't hide in heaven and bypass Him. You could not hide in hell and not be found. You could not hide over the sea. You could not hide in the dark or in the night. He knew you the moment that you were conceived. We do play a game, though, called hide and seek. When I was a kid, we played hide and seek. You know, folks, when the economy gets tough, we might not be able to buy $129 computer games for everybody. They may have to play tag. Why? That's free. They may have to play Red Rover, Red Rover. May have to learn, we used to play a game called kick the can. All you got to do is have a can of green beans or a can of corn. Not a can of beer, Brother English. A can of green beans, a can of corn. But as children, I remember playing the game hide and seek. Somebody would start out, I guess they would be it, if you will, but what they would do is they would close their eyes. They would say, "I'm going to count to 10 or 100 or whatever number you would pick, and you would count out loud and everybody else would go and hide. At our house, when we would play hide and seek, I loved to hide. I'd hide in the most difficult place I could find. I would hide. We would hide behind the dresser, or we would hide. I used to get in the dirty clothes hamper. But I'll tell you, I learned not to hide there. There are a couple times I thought, "What is that that I smell?" You talk about something that'll throw off scent. We used to have our closet where you could hang clothes in our closet, and then up above our closet there was a storage space that had doors. Boy, I'd grab a chair and I'd go and climb up there and get above the closet, but there's only one problem. Your chair's left behind. Now, at first I thought that was an ingenious place to hide when we were playing hide and seek, but I figured out how they figured out where I was. It was my chair. But, you know, we'd count to 10, you know, and you'd count out loud and close your eyes, you know what I mean, without peeking. And then you would say, ready or not, here I come. And if you hadn't found a place to hide by then, you're diving and you're trying to find some place to hide. And then when you're hiding, you try not to breathe too loud. You don't want to move anything, and you don't want to get to giggling, because if you giggle, they find you, unless they're blonde. Then someone go find you. Well, let's do something. You guys put your Bibles down. I'll be it. I'm going to count to 10 out loud, and you guys go hide, okay? All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not? Here I come. Good. You guys just stay there till I find you. Point number one. I'll see if I can find them. I see you. Come on out, Brother Owens. I got you. I see you. Oh, brother, where'd those other guys go? Brother Young, I see you. It's Nash that I'm worried about. It could be anywhere. He's probably at home in the dirty clothes hamper right now. Ah, Brother Elswick. I knew it'd be Nash I'd have a hard time with. Okay. I know what I'll do. Ah, I knew I smelled you. Ah, okay. You know, the game hide and seek, somehow we still play it. Let me read a newspaper article, if I could, please. This is a real event, newspaper article. The headlines read this. Playmates age 2, 4, and 7 suffocate in trunk of car. Here's the article. The bodies of 3 young children who apparently died while playing hide-and-seek were discovered in a modest Barry, Illinois home last night. As shocked neighbors watched, police, firefighters, and paramedics descended on the St. Vincent Street residence and raced into the home shortly after the supper hour. Within seconds, emergency crews emerged from the simple white-framed house carrying 3 limp forms, feverishly performing CPR in a desperate attempt to bring the children back to life. The children, whose neighbors said were ages 2, 4, and 7, are described as a brother and sister and a friend. Family members told police that the children were playing a game of hide-and-seek yesterday evening and somehow managed to lock themselves in the trunk of the vehicle. A supervisor at the hospital where the children were taken said emergency staff were traumatized by this incident. Hide-and-seek is not just a game that children play. Somehow, This can become a behavior of life if we're not careful. Somehow, adults never grow out of their desire to hide from certain things. You go all the way back to the very first adults, Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible teaches they hid from God. We hide from God. Sometimes we hide from the truth. I often wonder why people could come to church, I could stand up here and preach, and they'll do everything they can not to listen to me while I talk. Why? Somehow down inside them, they're hiding. People hide from the hard things of life. People hide from responsibility. We even sometimes hide from ourselves. When I would play hide and seek with my children, we had four children, three boys and a girl, and I would play hide and seek with them. It's a funny thing, when they were little, I could always find them. The children could never hide well enough to escape their daddy. I knew, well, first of all, I knew all the best hiding places because I'm an experienced hider. But not only that, I was dad. I was dad, and I could find them. And let me say to everybody under the sound of my voice, you can't hide from God. He's your dad. He's your dad. Your heavenly Father can find you. He can search you out, and He can find you, you see. I want to talk to you about this idea of hide and seek. Folks, you can't hide from God, and that's the first point of my sermon this morning. You can't, and I cannot hide from God. Hey, Christian, away from God, you can't hide from God. You could fool me, and you could fool Brother Young, and you could fool Brother Nash, but you can't fool God. You can't hide the fact that you're backslidden from God. He already knows. The backslider this morning, God's already found you. So I was hiding. You're hiding in the clothes hamper of life. And it's kind of stinky there, my friend. And I tell you, God already knows that you're there. He already smells the sin in your life. He's found you out. You think that no one knows, but I'm sorry, you can't hide from God. Christian, away from God, you can't hide from God. Are you away from God in regard to your walk with God? Have you stopped reading your Bible? Have you stopped praying? Well, let me tell you something. You may hide from the truth of it, but God already knows. You can't hide from God. Those of you that used to tell others about Jesus, and now you tell no one about Jesus Christ, you witness to no one, you can't hide that. You may hide it from me, and I know you try, but you can't hide it from God. Those of you that are away from God and you're tithing, God already knows. You could put an empty tithing envelope in every offering and fool me. And our deacons would tell you, people do that. Put an empty offering envelope in there. You could hide that from me. You could hide that from the deacon who gathers the money, but you can't hide that from God. God knew. God knew what you were doing. God knew you were playing hide and seek. God knew you were going to hide. God knew. God knew what you were doing. Is your attitude bad? Bad toward God and the things of God? Let me tell you something. You may hide it, and sometimes we'll hide our attitude from other good Christians. But you can't hide it from God. If there's somebody under the sound of my voice today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you may be hiding your lost condition from me and the church, but you've not hidden it from God. God knows whether you're saved or not. There are two people that know whether you're saved or not, and it's not necessarily me or Brother Bush or Brother Owens or Brother Ellswick. You and God know the truth why you can't hide from God. There are people that hide. We try to hide from reality. How long will you try to ignore and hide from your backslidden condition? God already knows where you are. When you took off to run and hide and you thought, well, God's got His eyes covered, nobody can see me. When you went to hide in that little hideaway place in your backslidden condition, you thought, I don't think He's going to see me. I don't think He knows. He already knows. You can't hide from God. People try to hide from the truth. God's word is truth. How long will you try to hide from not obeying the truth?
Are you hiding? Hey, maybe somebody here today, maybe you're trying to hide from God's will. We hide from reality and we hide from truth, and maybe we're hiding from God's will. Maybe there's somebody here and God's looking for a bus captain to help in our bus ministry. How long will you hide from it? How long will you hide from the will of God? Does God want you to give something? Is there something that God has been speaking to your heart about giving, but you've virtually played tag with it, and you're hiding from that? You know God's spoken to your heart. What are you hiding from? But God already knows. Somebody here, God is preparing you, and God wants you to be a Sunday school teacher someday in the church, and you're virtually hiding from it. I don't know. But I wonder what young man, or hey, I wonder what adult man in here. God has been dealing with your heart, and God may be calling you to preach the gospel, but you're hiding from that. Maybe you're hiding from the importance of joining the local New Testament church. Maybe you're hiding. Maybe you hide. Maybe you hide on Sunday night instead of coming back to church. God knows you're hiding. God knows if you're hiding on Wednesday night. Do you hide from putting your kids in the Christian school and them getting a good Christian education? Are you hiding from being a soul winner? Are you hiding from your tithing? Hey, stop that sin! You say, well, I've hidden that sin. Well, not from God. See, you can't hide from God. You read through Psalm 139, verses 1 through 13. God said, I search you out. You can go to heaven, I can find you. You can go to hell, I can find you. I can find you in the light. I can find you in the dark. I can find where you sat down, where you lay down. I can find you. I know exactly where you're at. You can't hide from God. Let's not play hide and seek with God. Somehow we get our eyes off of God. We get our eyes on man, and we think as long as we hide from man, we're okay. I'm very sorry. You better keep your eyes on God. He sees it all. I fool man. I'm hiding from man. I'm hiding from the preacher. I'm hiding from my boss. I'm hiding. You're not hiding from God, and he's the one that really counts. You see, number one, you cannot hide from God. Number two, people try to hide in many ways. People try to hide from the things of God and the responsibilities of life in many ways. The atheist, he hides by denying there is a God. He says, well, I don't believe there's a God. Then don't refer to him. I don't believe there's a God. I'll tell you something. Every atheist that faces hell someday will realize they tried to hide, but you cannot hide from the responsibility. There is a God. There is a God. There is a God. So, well, you ask the atheist, where did all this come from? Well, there was an explosion in outer space. Where did outer space come from? It doesn't take long. They run out of answers. They run out of answers. They say, are you dumb enough to believe that man was created by God? Are you dumb enough to believe that man came from a monkey? You listen to me. You can't hide from God. The atheist, he hides, and he tries to hide about the reality and the existence of our God. But he's not hiding from God. Hey, some try to hide in their drugs. Some go out and buy drugs off the street. They try to hide in those drugs. They're hiding from something. And then today, they tell me, the abuse level of people that are getting legal drugs. Prescription drugs. You just walk into the doctor and they'll give you all sorts of things. And then people double up and triple up and take more of it than what they're supposed to take. That is as much drug abuse, folks, as it is to go buy a bag of dope. That's abuse, too. If you misuse the medicine God gives you or that the doctor gives you, God's not pleased with that. What are we doing? Hiding? What are we hiding from? Are we hiding from something? Do we hide in our drugs? Do you wonder why booze, alcohol sells like crazy in our world today? I'll tell you why. Somebody's trying to hide. They're trying to hide. They're hiding from responsibility. They're hiding from work. They're hiding. They're hiding from something. Maybe they're hiding from failures. I don't know what they're hiding from, but I'll promise you most people that are drunk all the time are hiding from something. But you can't hide from God, see? You can't hide in those drugs forever. You will come down. You will pay a price. Hey, whatever was there before you got high, sooner or later, it'll be there. It'll be there again. You couldn't run from it. When you got drunk, you can get drunk all you want, but sooner or later, you're going to have to face reality. Stop hiding. Don't hide. I say to people, stand up and face life. Whatever we must do, God will help us, but you can't hide. You can't hide from God in the drugs, and you can't hide from God in the alcohol. People hide in their music. People hide their mind in their rock and roll music and try to hide from reality. Many a young person will run to their room and turn on their music and try to drown their sorrows in their rock and roll music. You ought to be turning to your God. You ought to be turning to God if you have struggles in life, not going to hide. And there are people all across this room. You run to bad music to comfort yourself when you ought to be running to good music or running to God to comfort you. What are you doing? You're hiding. I can remember as a young man, I can remember having a tough day. I went to the public school. I did not have the privilege of going to a Christian school. I had to go to the public school. My mom and dad could not afford to put me, and I'm not sure that they would have necessarily put me in the Christian school. They didn't understand. Boy, I'd have a rough day at school, and I can remember coming home, turning on the jams, and trying to hide myself from everything as that music was blaring into my mind. But let me tell you something. I ran to the wrong hiding place. I'm glad the day that I learned that Jesus Christ was my sanctuary. I'm glad the day that I learned to realize I could hide in Jesus Christ, and He was my haven of rest. We hide. We hide in our music. We hide in the booze. We hide in the drugs. Run! Run, backslidden Christian. Run! Hide! 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 Find some place! Fool everybody! Fool mom! Fool dad! Fool your husband! Fool your wife! Go hide! Let's hide! Run to whatever you want to run to, but let me tell you, my friend, you can't hide from God. You're not hiding from God. He already knows. Some hide from God in their wealth. Too busy making money to serve God. We may have a collapse of the economic system in the world just to get people to stop and realize there's something that's more precious than gold. Our faith is more valuable than gold. Those that said, I don't need God. I've got my bank account. My portfolio is so successful, I'm set for life. There are some people who lost it all. They better run to God. We hide. Some hide in their fame, the Hollywood stars and the wicked pro athletes that advertise their liquor and all. They try to hide in their fame. You know, some people try to hide from God in sleep. They sleep their life away. Gotta get to sleep. Why? Well, while I'm out, I don't have to face any of reality. Now, I think you ought to get some sleep, just like a couple of you are right now. I'm grateful that you're catching up on your sleep. I was talking to one of our people when they came in today. They said, did you know that it's a proven fact? Turkey causes you to want to sleep. I hope you didn't eat turkey for breakfast today. But I can't tell you how many people will hide in sleep. There are people that are virtually addicted to it. Always going to sleep, and I'm for you sleeping, and I think you need to sleep enough to stay healthy, and I think sometimes a good night's rest will make all the difference in the world. But if you turn to sleep like it is a drug to put yourself out because you just don't want to face reality, folks, wait a minute. We've got a good reality. We've got God. They hide in sleep, and they hide in their booze, and they hide in their music, and they hide in their drugs, and they hide in their wealth, and they hide in their fame, but you can't hide from God. Some hide in their excuses and their excuse making. You have an excuse for everything, don't you? You can justify everything. You have a way to always come up with an excuse, and you hide from reality in your own excuses. We hide in our pride. You hide behind a sinful pride that says, well, I know more than you, and I know more than others, and I'm doing what I'm doing because I'm the smart one here, and everybody else is dumb. I'm sorry, my friend. You can hide in that pride, but that pride will eventually lead you to destruction. Some hide behind hypocrites. Boy, does this happen a lot. Everybody's looking for somebody to be a point man. You get out there in front so you get hurt and I don't. I need every excuse I can come up with. We hide behind the hypocrite. Let me show you what I mean. Brother Young, you come up here for a second. Brother Young, here's Brother Young, and Brother Young, let's say that he misbehaves. We'll say, well, Brother Young, he didn't come to church on Sunday night. Brother Nash, you come up here for a second. What I want you to do is see, this young guy, he's supposed to be an example to everybody, and we find out he didn't come to church on Sunday night, or he did something he should not do. Now, Brother Nash, you're going to do wrong, but it's okay because he did, right?
Sure.
You see, he didn't come to church on Sunday night. Why didn't you come?
Because he didn't.
Huh. He didn't go soul winning. Why didn't you?
Because he didn't.
What? He didn't tithe. Why don't you?
Because he doesn't.
You don't bathe. Why?
Because I stink.
You guys can have a seat. Can I tell y'all something? Everybody here, you better be careful getting caught into the trap of letting somebody else be the reason why you don't do right. Well, you don't do right because of Brother Ellswick, or you don't do right because of Joshua Owens, or you don't do right because of Greg Nash, or you don't do right because of Rick Young, and you don't do right because of Craig Bush. I am so sick and tired of a society of people that blame everybody else because I'm doing wrong because of you. It's because of you. I wouldn't be doing this if it were not for you. I would not act that way if it were not for you. I would not behave that way. I am totally justified in doing wrong. How so? Because of Greg Nash. You hiding? We hide behind the hypocrite. We hide in our sleep. We hide in our excuse making. We hide in our drugs and our booze and our music and our wealth and in our fame. You know, Cain tried to hide. Cain tried to hide his sin. You know what Cain said? God said, "Where's your brother Abel?" And Cain said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" What was he doing? Hiding from the responsibility of murdering someone? But wait! God said, "Your brother's blood is already crying to me from the ground, Cain. I watched you do it. I watched what you did. Cain, how ignorant can you be to think you hid it from me?" God didn't ask Cain for the sake of knowing where Abel was. God already knew. God just wanted to see if Cain was an honest man. And if Cain would not try to hide and blame everybody else for what's going wrong with Cain. I mean, didn't God already know that Abel was dead? Didn't God watch Cain slay Abel? So why'd he ask? Wanted to see if Cain were a man. And Cain could step up and say, "God, I did it. I'm guilty. I'm wrong." Instead of, "Let me tell you all the reasons why. I wouldn't be acting this way if it wasn't for her, if it wasn't for him. And I wouldn't be acting that way. Oh, I just can't tell you all the people that caused me to do the stupid things that I did." Gotta hide. But you can't hide from God. You can't hide from God. People try to hide in many ways. Many ways. When we lie, we're trying to hide from our own personal guilt. I say to you, number one, you can't hide from God. And number two, we try to hide in many ways and play hide and seek with God. Thirdly, hiding could make things worse, folks. Jonah tried to hide. Jonah had been asked of God to go to Nineveh. Jonah got on a boat to run and hide. He was going to Tarshish. He thought that hiding would be safer than being in God's will. That's dumb. That's what he thought. Do you realize that Jonah tried to hide from God? He's one that tried to see. If you remember in Psalm 139, it said, you can go across the sea. I can still find you. I know where you're at. Remember, he's daddy. When me and the kids played hide and seek, I could always find them. God always finds us. And folks, when you begin to hide from God, he is seeing that you just don't want to face the music and you're not mature enough to take the responsibility of your own attitude, and your own sin. Jonah tried to hide. He got on a boat and he started to run from God, to hide from God. The Bible says a great big storm hit. The other men on the boat tossed him off of the ship to calm. So you realize in that story right there, there were other people going through a storm because Jonah was hiding from God. I wonder who's going through a storm right now with you because of you. I wonder who will go through a storm in life because they're in the same ship as you, sir, or you, ma'am. The innocent on a boat with the guilty. As the guilty try to hide their lack of spirituality and their bitterness and their anger, they try to hide it. And everybody on the boat's going through a storm because one is hiding from God and they're not truly spiritual and they're not right with God. Others almost lost their lives because Jonah was trying to hide. The whale swallowed him. God seen him in the whale. God could see him all the way. You can't hide and you can't run. Did you know something? When you hide, you're making things worse, not better. When you hide, when you hide from work, it makes things worse. You realize when you hide from the work that needs to be done, you get further and further behind. Hiding makes things worse. You hide from the responsibility of getting some sort of a balance system in your finances. Look, you can hide all you want. You better balance the checkbook. You better stop and realize where you're at. You can hide and hide and hide and hide, but sooner or later, it's going to catch up with you, and it's going to collapse on you. Hiding does not work. Running does not work. Stand up and face it and say, this is where I am. God already knows. My God will help me and we'll solve this problem right here where I'm at. Hiding from work makes things worse. You lose your job. Hiding from work, you won't get the raise that you needed. Whether you're for unions or you're not for unions is irrelevant to me at this point, but let me tell you something. If all of America had no one to defend them and the only thing they could stand on was their promptness to work, their hard work, effort, and productivity, we would turn the economy around. Yes, sir. Don't hide. Don't hide. Hiding from work makes things worse. Hiding from financial responsibilities makes things worse. You'll have a credit. You'll destroy your credit. They'll repossess your car. Say, what do I do? Get another job. Spend less. Do what you can. Now, there'll be some good, sincere people that will suffer loss, but don't make it be because you were hiding. Don't hide. Say, what do I do? Tear into that thing. Don't hide. Don't run. Run into it, not away from it. Figure out, I'm going to do all I can to solve this problem. Hiding from the truth about your messed up marriage will end in divorce. You can put it off and put it off and put it off. Getting help, you do that all you want. But sooner or later, that thing's going to come back and blow up in your face. Don't hide. Don't hide. Don't hide from the truth over your bitterness. There are people under the sound of my voice, though I do not know who they are. You are bitter. The root of bitterness has crept into your life. You're vengeful toward people. I'm going to tell you something. You may be hiding it from everybody, but that'll come back and bite you and poison all your other relationships. You may end up with a whole mess with you and your own kids, or you and your husband, or you and your wife. You say, well, I'm not bitter with my family. Bitterness is a poison that will spread out through all relationships. You better be careful. Stop hiding from it. Get it cared for. Did you know that when you hide from the man of God, you're hiding from your friend? When you hide from the man of God, you're hiding from your friend. Why would anybody hide from the man of God? Are you fearful? I'll tell you the truth. Are you hiding from the truth? Are you fearful that I'll tell you you're wrong? Well, who can tell you you're wrong? Who can? Will you allow anyone to tell you you're wrong? Who will you allow to give you some better advice than what you have right now? Who? Why would anybody run from the man of God? If you research it, everybody that ran from the man of God had something to hide from. Just check. All the way through the Bible. Anybody that ran from the man of God, they were running from something. Some were running from themselves. Some don't like the fact that they feel like the man of God can see right through them. He's scary to them because of the wisdom of God. Folks, I won't hurt you. I love this place. I love everybody in this church. I don't want to hurt you. You say, but preacher, if I tell you, if I come to get help, then I'll be embarrassed. I won't embarrass you. I'll protect you among your faults. I'll help you. I'll advise you. I might not be able to solve your problem, but I'll be there for you. And I'll help you with it. I may have to be honest. I may have to say, that wasn't a real smart thing you did right there. We shouldn't do that anymore, stupid. No, I won't say that way. You ask anybody that's come to see me. I'll be pleasant. I'll be kind. You'll walk in a man and you'll walk out a man. We are just men. That's all we are. But you better be careful. Hiding could make it worse. You see, we play hide and seek even as adults. You can't hide from God, folks. And we hide in many different ways, and hiding could make it even worse. Oh, I want to read this to you. Construction workers were working hard one day to tear down a large building in Chicago. They had not been. It is a building that had not been used for some time. They were trying to clear the way for a brand new skyscraper when they found a skeleton in a small closet on the 49th floor. After examining it, they called the police. When the police arrived, they directed them to the closet and showed them the skeleton fully clothed and standing upright. They said, "This could be Jimmy Hoffa or somebody really important from history." After 2 days of hearing nothing from the police, and the workers decided to ask them personally to discover if the person had been a famous person. They called the police and said, "Well, we are the two guys who found the skeleton in the closet, and we want to know if it's Jimmy Hoffa or somebody important from history that died there." The police said, "No, it's not a Jimmy Hoffa or anybody like that. It is somebody that is kind of important." They said, "Well, who was it?" They said it was the 1956 blonde national hide-and-seek champion. Didn't know to come out. Hid just a little bit too long. You know, here we are, and most everybody under the sound of my voice are teenagers or adults. Here we are still playing hide and seek. Hide and seek. Here's some good news for you. God is seeking you. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Bible says in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." If you're lost and on your way to hell, God is seeking you. God wants to save you. God is seeking you today, hiding Christian. You know what I wish for some of us? I really wish for some of us that we would make a decision. It's time for some to stop hiding from that thing that's keeping you down. There is a sin, there is a character problem in your life, and you hide and you hide and you hide. Some of you still struggle today with the very same thing you struggled with 5 and 10 years ago. It is time to stop hiding. It is time to come out of your hiding closet and face it and say, "You know something? I know it's here. God knows it's here. I, with God's help, will conquer this problem." sad that we are so repetitive with the same problem. And sometimes it's because we won't get help. Sometimes it's because of our pride. We want to hide from it. Wouldn't it be sad for you to have a besetting sin or for you to have a character flaw? You knew you had it when you were 12 and you die at 92 and you still have it identically. Wouldn't it be sad? Wouldn't it be sad to live for 80 and 90 years with that very same weakness and have never came out of the closet and said, I'm going to stop hiding from this thing, I'm going to step up, and by God's grace and with God's help, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix this temper. I'm going to fix my negative attitude. I'm going to fix my insecurities. I'm going to fix it with God's help. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to stop hiding from me. I'm going to stop hiding from my weaknesses. I'm going to stop hiding from those things that are keeping me down and keeping me back and slowing me down. It's hard for us all. Don't play hide and seek with God. You're ruining your potential. You're ruining what you could do for God. See, God's seeking you. This sermon, with the Holy Spirit's help, has found you. This sermon is saying, I see you. Somebody in the balcony, the Holy Spirit of God today is saying, I see you. I found you. That's what the Spirit of God will do. This sermon could pull you out of your hiding place. This sermon could cut God loose in somebody's life today. This sermon could make all the difference in the world if you just stop hiding. Come on out. You can't hide from God. You don't win at the game of hide and seek with your Heavenly Father. He knows everywhere you are. You may be under conviction right now, but I'll tell you what some of you will do. You can't wait till we dismiss the service so you can go run hide as fast as you can. You'll run hide. Run right back to the same place you were at. God loves you, my friend. Don't hide from Him. Backslidden Christian, God loves you. Don't run from Him. Don't hide from Him. This church is seeking you. This pastor is seeking you. The godly Christians in this church, we're seeking you. Don't hide from God. Somebody needs to rededicate their life today. I'll tell you why. You've been hiding from God. You've been hiding from the responsibility. The responsibility of you're supposed to be a good Christian too. Is that why you won't come to church? Because you're hiding? Say, well, Brother Owens, I'm embarrassed. I've goofed up my life. I've sinned. I've done some things wrong. Well, my friend, welcome to the club. The rest of us have too. But we chose not to hide and run away from church. We stayed right here and we got it fixed up. You're no different than the rest of us. We have all done something that we're embarrassed about. We've all done something that's less than the best. Don't hide. Stay here. It's your only chance. We're not playing tackle, hide and seek around here. We're not waiting for you to say, I did wrong, and we're all going to tackle you and kick you. If you've done something wrong, you just get it right with God. The rest of us have too. You say, well, nobody's ever died from playing hide and seek. Well, you might want to tell these three children that died in the trunk. Do you know that while you hide, the unsaved may die, that you should have reached, but you were busy hiding from God instead of being used of God? What wife here is dying while her husband is hiding from God? What wife right now, in her heart, in her soul, she'd give anything. She'd give anything for her husband to be right from God. And she feels like death warmed over inside her heart because the husband's hiding from God. What wife here hides from God, hides from truly being right with God as her husband's heart is heavy? He feels like he's having a spiritual heart attack every time we have an invitation hoping his wife would get right with God. Hey, who will suffer? Who will suffer while you hide from God? What ministry around here suffers while you in the ministry hide from God in your backslidden condition? As a pastor, my heart breaks when I watch the people I love hide. Hide from God. Hide from me. Hide from the will of God. What parent here has a broken heart because their children are hiding from God? Many a backslidden person. And let me tell you something, folks. I feel bad when I do a funeral for a backslidden Christian. We have to go way back in their life to find something good to say about the way they've been living. I'd hate to die backslidden and away from God, and to think that the preacher had to go back 10, 15, 20 years to find the positives about your Christian contribution. And the further away you get from God, the more apt you are to die in that state. That's very clear. Hide and seek. If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I hope you'll get saved. Everybody must die. You cannot hide from that. You do not know when you'll die. You cannot hide from that. If you die unsaved, you'll go to hell. That's what God said. You can't hide from that truth. Everybody will face God and everybody will face eternity. So that's why I don't want to come to church. I don't want to be reminded of death. Death for the Christian, it's a good thing. We're going to heaven. We're going to heaven someday. And there we'll be with Him for all eternity. There we'll realize how futile our hiding from Him down here was. If you're not saved, He's seeking to save you today. Hide and seek. Let me read to you again Psalm 139, verse number 1. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my downsettings, my uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path, and my lying down art acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. We could read the rest of it to say to you, you can't hide from God. He already knows. Why not go ahead and get this fixed up? Your fear of man and everybody else needs to be shoved aside, and you need to say, God already knows, and I know, and I'm getting this cared for. Hide and seek. Let's not hide and seek, because God will have to say, I...